Good morning. Welcome back to the best of Philadelphia's Morning Answer with Chris Stegall, Fast Eddie Chiazzo, the producer, with you this morning. And I wanted to end this segment on a high note. It can and has been done to overturn some of the governor's orders in some states in the union. Here's one such case, and Chris's interview with Mike DeGrandis from the New Civil Liberties Alliance.
What are we debating at this hour still, or what is still in question legally? It seems so straightforward. If you want to have a church service, you can't tell people how to do it, and you can't tell them whether they can. I'm to a point with discussions that maybe I'm a simple guy and I'm trying to oversimplify everything, but sometimes I think we need some simplicity and clarity, and I feel like the First Amendment's pretty straightforward and clear. Yet, I still hear people tying themselves in knots. Well, yeah, but if, and percentages, and there's a caveat, and I'm not sure that there are caveats, are there, Mike?
Well, I agree with you, and I disagree with the current constitutional jurisprudence that divides civil liberties up into fundamental rights and rights that are apparently not as fundamental. I don't think that's correct. I don't think the founders ever intended for that designation to be made. But that is how the Supreme Court views things. And what Governor Cuomo did was he stepped so far beyond the line. There were hard numerical numbers. If you were in a red or orange zone, that obviously based upon the level of pandemic spread in the particular community, in New York, red or orange, you got either 10 or 25 people who could worship at your church, at your synagogue, and it had no bearing whatsoever on the size of the facility itself, the size of the place of worship. And there are some 400-person synagogues out there, 1,000-person churches, and you're talking about 10 to 25 people being allowed in there. So, you know, the Supreme Court did say in its decision that that numerical limits may be allowed to protect the public health, but they've got to be based upon some sort of reasonable standard that you will also apply to secular businesses. Justice Gorsuch, in his concurrence, was quite clear about that issue, saying that it was a funny coincidence how it seems that pandemic safety is somehow linked to whether you're a secular business versus whether you're a church, and spread in churches versus spread in secular business, when there's absolutely no scientific evidence to support that.
It's a strange thing because, as I said off the top, I was literally on a church Zoom call as they were talking about reopening yesterday, my church. And there are things that, you know, within the United Methodist Church, in my case, they have to defer to kind of the, you know, the larger body, the conference. And it's not that they can just kind of break out and make their own autonomous decision quite as easily. But having said that, there are things that each church has to consider. You know, our church, for instance, runs a private daycare. Well, I mean, daycares, little kids, you know, the government by and large has said little kids ought to be back in school, and they're not at any real risk. So there's that facet. And then there's percentages in the county, and gathering rules from the county. And then there's the element of the business of the church. So it's like, you know, you're talking about worship, you're talking about a private business, you're talking about, you know, multiple facets going on inside a church. And I mean, mine's not, you know, in terms of some big churches out there, ours isn't that big, but these are real, you know, serious discussions that are going on inside houses of worship. It's not simply about gathering on Sunday to sing and hear a sermon. I mean, there's real stuff churches are trying to consider, and I appreciate that.
Right, and churches have a lot more information now than they did back in certainly February, March, April, May. In May 2020, one of the things that makes this particular case against Governor Cuomo interesting is that the Supreme Court expressly decided that it's South Bay United Pentecostal case, in which the Supreme Court back in May said, you know, we're not going to get in the way of Governor Newsom in California, Governor Newsom's orders restricting attendance at church. This is a scary disease. We don't know a lot about it. I think the executive has the most information. And here the Supreme Court is now saying these 5-6 months, six, 7 months later, saying, no. Courts may not shelter in place when the Constitution is under attack. That's exactly what Justice Gorsuch said in his concurrence. And I'll double down on that and suggest that free people don't socially distance themselves from their civil liberties during a pandemic. There is a certain balance here. It is important to get information about the dangers that whether it's worship or going to school or patronizing a business, people need that information. But you know, we're a good 10 months in, and I think people got a lot more information now that they need to protect themselves.
Yes.
And I'm just not convinced that governor's executive orders are really helping people stay safe when it's also having a serious detrimental impact on so many other aspects of life that are as important as being healthy.
Mike DeGrandis with us from the New Civil Liberties Alliance.